We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
UK banks are summoned by the British government as mortgage costs climb. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Warning Report. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for joining us. Now, people with mortgages here in the UK, they're worried. And this morning, the British government's finance minister, Jeremy Hunt, is meeting some of the UK's biggest banks to discuss how they can help homeowners. Yesterday, the Bank of England increased interest rates to the highest level in 15 years. It's now at 5%, up from 4.5%. Megan, Tom and first up Angela, they're all mortgage payers and they're living in West Yorkshire in the north of England. And they're worried.
I have actually just bought a house last month. So, yeah, it affected us quite a lot. I've had a house before in a lower rate, obviously, so it's like doubled per month now. So, yeah, it's a lot of money.
To get to work, we've got cars and stuff to pay for as well. And on top of that, there's gas bills, electric bills, and it's just too hard.
It's a worry for people. I can't downsize any smaller unless I lived in a shoebox.
Now, unlike in the US and in large parts of Europe, UK mortgage rates, they're generally fixed for up to 5 years. And that means that UK homeowners, they're a lot more susceptible to volatile interest rates. And the BBC's Felicity Hanna is going to explain it all to us. Hi, Felicity.
Hello.
So yesterday, interest rates went up by more than expected, and they're now sitting at 5%. I mean, what's been the reaction to that?
People have already been struggling. They've got higher bills, higher costs all round, and now they're seeing their mortgages go up if they're part of the third of the country that has a mortgage, or if they're renting, they're seeing their landlords put their rents up. So people are really starting to feel the pain.
Because here in the UK, we fix for a couple of years, so 2 to 3 to 5 years. So a lot of people are actually coming off those fixed rates now, how much more money might they have to pay?
Our Office for National Statistics says that of the deals that are coming to an end this year and the people who need to remortgage, the vast majority of those were fixed at less than 2%. Now, as those deals come to an end, as they have to find a new mortgage product, they're looking at more than 6%. And that is a huge change. We have had interest rates at almost zero for so long. I think a lot of people thought that that was the new normal. And now we're seeing that it's not.
Yeah, it's going to be a real struggle for a lot of people. And Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, he's meeting up banks today to see how they can help mortgage holders. I mean, what could be done?
So the banks have got a few different options. I've been speaking to UK Finance, which represents the banks here in the UK, and they said that they are already helping out customers. So people who are struggling can talk to their bank and they could ask for example, to move on to interest only for a period or to defer their payments and give themselves some breathing space for a few months. There are options like that. Having said that, the very fact that the Chancellor over here wants to speak to banks suggests that he thinks they could do more. Maybe they could be a bit more proactive. So it's going to be very interesting to see what comes out of that meeting.
Well, thanks so much, Felicity Hanna. Thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
Thanks for having me.
Now let's do the numbers. House prices in Germany, which is home to Europe's largest property market, they're falling at a record rate. They dropped 6.8% in the first quarter of this year compared to last year as higher borrowing costs take their toll. He is one of the world's best-selling artists with over 300 million albums sold. And this weekend, Sir Elton John will be playing his last gig in the UK as part of his worldwide farewell tour. He's headlining Glastonbury Music Festival in southwest England. It's one of the world's biggest with over 200,000 people attending. And of course, we're going to do the economics of this for you. It's an event that generates approximately $150 million for local businesses and charities. That's twice as much as the GDP of Montserrat in the Caribbean. In a career spanning 50 years, he's worked with some of the biggest names in music, and Sir Elton John told the BBC's Claire Ampho he'll undoubtedly collaborate with more artists.
A lot of people are afraid of asking me to play on the record, but I've just come full circle. That's what I used to do before I became Elton John. I love it so much. When I did the lockdown sessions, I was in Abbey Road doing an interview for the documentary. We did an interview and I said, you know, it's so funny. I'm going down to Studio 2 now to put my voice on a Glen Campbell track. You're never gonna see it in my eyes. And to play on the Little Nas X track. I like this, I don't like that. Do this here, don't you do it. And I said, it was the same studio that I recorded in that I did the Hollies record, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. Same staircase, same old desk with the padding sticking out. For I know. And I said, it just feels so good, you know. I love playing old people's records. And when they ask me, I always say, yeah, why not?
Well, I guess that's the thing, isn't it? I think a true love of music almost has no ego, right?
Well, I went one day in LA. I went and played and sang on an Engelbert Humperdinck record because he wrote me the sweetest letter. And I thought, how can I say no to this man? And it was just the best. So I went to his studio. And I can't explain. Did my thing with him, went down the road for about half a mile, and I played on Queens of the Stone Age the same day.
Sure.
So why? Why not?
Why not?
It was just, you know, that's what I love. I'm not a snob, and if people are nice, I'll do anything for them, yeah. I'm not going to plan to do them because I think that's boring. If they come up, they'll come up. And if I like it, I'll do it. I'm game for anything.
Sir Elton John there. And finally, this one for my fellow millennials. Hasbro has relaunched Furby toys. But will kids these days be as obsessed? We'll see. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.